Everybody. Hope you've been doing awesome. Hope you've been loving life. I'm not really sure where I'm going to be going with this one. I normally have like dot points or things that I'm going to be talking about. And this one was like, it came to me like a minute ago. I have topics that I really should explore that I've got written down. But for right now, let's just go with this punchy one because I feel like doing it. So in relation to overwhelm, because I have been, like we've just started our 6-week reset. And usually at the start of starting anything is going to be pretty overwhelming. And that can even just be getting the steps. What do I do? There's typically a lack of clarity. Overwhelm normally comes from a lack of clarity. If you're not sure what you're doing, then you'll typically get overwhelmed with all the things that you have to do. That's why having someone to just say, like, do this thing can almost fix an entire day or week. Just going like, hey, just do this thing and then it will be fine. The reason I'm bringing this up is because I started a new like social media program and it was something I'm like, you know what? If I applied myself and did this, that would be awesome. And starting it, there was an onboarding email and it was like, hey, go through this and start going through the content. And I was like, cool. But talking to the coach previously, I was like, I only need this and this. And if you tell me what to do, that's what I need. I'm good with the why and the how. I completely understand that. I just need the what. And it was like, yep, no worries. We'll absolutely go through that. And since then, it's been, here's the onboarding email. And week one, we're going to be going through this. And I'm obviously not expecting like, oh, but you said this and I want one-on-one coaching. I understand there's like a process to this and a flow-on effect. But just not having that clarity of like, what do I do until we get to the part where it's actually going to sort of matter for me? In this bit, it makes me feel like I'm in limbo. It's like, I don't know what to do. And I'm becoming overwhelmed with social media and making content. Because the frustrating thing of being a coach is I'm not allowed to be a coach first. At least that's what it feels like. I can't just sit here, do my work and coach people and change their lives and they lose weight and they're keeping it off and their habits are better, their relationships are better. Everything about their life in every aspect gets a fuckload better. I have to do that, but at the top of my brain, the first thing I kind of have to think about is go, how do I make content out of this? How would I get these different angles? How do I worry about this lighting? How would I put this caption and do this? It is frustrating the fuck out of me because I just want to do my job. But the main thing that is at the front of my brain at the moment is how do I do all of this content to market the fact that like I'm good at this and I can do this? It is pissing me off, to just put it bluntly. And I'm seriously considering just going back to therapy to be like, hey, how do I deal with all of this stuff? Because in reality, I know how to deal with overwhelm and I have other things that I can do that I can focus on and that I can do this. In the back of my mind, I'm still kind of worried because we haven't had a lead. Like we've had the 6-week reset and we've had six people sign up to that, which has been fucking amazing. And the fact that it is six people and it's a small group, I feel like it's going to be even better. Like obviously if we sold out and got 30, fuck yeah, that's good for money. It's good for whatever. But having six people, I feel like that is going to be amazing for just the results that they are going to get and the amount of coaching that they're going to do, because that is what I want to do. I want to coach. I want to provide as much value as I possibly can and change lives. And that's a lot easier to do with six people than it is with 30 people. So in that sense, I'm fucking excited for these six people. The annoying thing that is in my brain is we haven't had a lead come through for like transformation programs and one-on-one coaching. I haven't had that come through in the longest time since opening doors. Like if I went back and tracked it, I'm sure there would be a time where it was like, oh no, there was actually no leads between here and here. But I was at the gym full time. So it was sort of breaking it up. We haven't had I haven't had a lead to be like, hey, I would like to do coaching with you since like December 10, which is very quickly coming up to like 2 months. I have never had that. And I'm laughing because the other day I was like, man, I haven't had like a lead come through in like 45, nearly 50 days. What the fuck is going on? I'm like, I have a broken link somewhere. So I went to my website and I was like, okay, I'm just going to apply to work with me and see if it all goes through. Went on my phone, put the details in, apply. Yep, sweet. That all sounds awesome. And I went, okay, well, on my phone, that went through and it was all good. So all the steps are there. It's all fine. Literally 30 seconds later, I get an email and I'm like, oh my God, we got a lead. Fuck yeah. Oh my God, what are the chances of that? Click on it. It's me, Travis Murrells, and all my information. I'm like, ah, that's right. Forgot that I tested that literally 2 minutes ago. So that kind of made me laugh because I was like, oh yeah, I'm not doing that great. But it's frustrating the fact that I still feel good about the work that I'm doing, which is the awesome thing. And I'm loving that. I'm doing everything I can to protect that. The frustrating part becomes, well, if I want to keep doing this, I have to have a different job in the sense of I have to become a social media manager. I have to become a marketer. I have to be all these things to be like, hey, how do I now become a marketer? And the easy thing to do would be like, okay, go get another job that basically pays the same. The unfortunate thing is my skills are extremely unique and I could walk into a gym and be like, yep, I'm a personal trainer. I do this. And it's like, cool. We'll pay you like $30-something an hour, which sounds like a rather high rate in terms of like the hourly payment that I would get. But personal training is like, okay, cool. We'll pay you, let's even say $30 an hour, $35 an hour, whatever that would be. Your shift would more than likely be 5 until 9. And then you'd come back and do like a 4 till 8. So that would be your 8 hours, but it's spread across like whatever the fuck that would even be, 16 hours. And no, it's not fun. It's not awesome, but it would give me a lot of freedom in the middle of the day to do some things. But at the same time, I would then also have no energy for the clients that I currently have. I do charge like a lot, but there's obviously a lot of different programs and a lot of different things. But even if I had someone come to me and go, hey, I want this one-on-one coaching and they couldn't afford it, it would be like, okay, what can you afford? Would you like to do this for like 100 a week? And we do a different thing, sort of build a package, because that's what I like doing. I don't like saying, I have this one thing that I do, and if you can't do it, that's too fucking bad for you. I like going, what level of support do you need? Do you need nutrition? Do you need workouts? Do you just want PT? Do you want this? And just building a package and then going, okay, this is what it would roughly look like price-wise. I like doing that because it feels like it's meeting someone sort of halfway to go, okay, well, if you can't afford the full thing, what can you afford? And I'll see what I can build out for that. And that feels like it's helping in the sense of you're still going to be able to get this coaching and change your life. And that's really what I care about. But I can't even do that to begin with because there's no, God, I have two things in my hands that I'm playing with at the moment. I had my pen and then also the little like twisty magnetic top, just so you all don't get fucking gross on me. That little twisty top like magnet thing that I use for social media. Anyway, that's the frustrating part about where I am. And it's making me angry and resentful for making content in the first place, which I know is the thing that I need to do to be able to reach more clients and reach more people. So if you do follow me on TikTok, you've likely noticed that the content has started to shift into a little bit more unhinged and a little bit more like, fuck it, I don't really care anymore. I'm just making this content. And that could be awesome because it shows off my personality, but it doesn't really show what I'm good at. So it's rather hard to be able to build all of that. At the same time, in the back of my mind, I'm like, are you seriously complaining about making content? It should be fucking easy. Just document what you're doing. I'm like, yeah, but I forget. And I would love to remember to film things, but I really don't. I'm in the middle of work. I'm in the middle of helping people. When I have 40 minutes or 30 minutes spare for lunch, I go, oh, fuck, I need to go like heat that lunch up. I'll come back, do emails, sit down, zone out for 20, 30 minutes and have lunch. Then once I finish it, I go, I could have set up the camera for me walking out of the hallway. I could have set the camera up for me like chucking the food in the microwave. I could have done this. And then I go, well, I can't really set that up because I have to clean the kitchen first and I've got to do this, got to move all that stuff. And then it becomes a whole thing. And I'm like, I'm hungry. I just want to fucking eat food. I could make this work and I'm trying to make this work, but it's really finding the mental blocks that are actually there and working through them. At the moment, I have no clarity on how to make social media, on how to make it awesome, on how to do these things, because even the things that used to work from like previous social media coach, it was like, do these things. And I was like, I don't want to do those things because they sound fucking awful. And she was honestly displaying a lot of red flags. Now she's gone, I don't do this anymore. And I don't do this. I don't do that because of these reasons. I've started going to therapy. I'm like, fucking awesome. Finally, that's what you needed. But now it's almost like, okay, well, what do we do now? So what was working is now not working. And now I don't even have anything that I can fall back to because that apparently doesn't work. And I know that I'm overthinking this. And I know I know that it's like, let's keep it simple. Let's do this. And if I were coaching a client right now, I would be like, keep it simple. Just make content. Doesn't have to be good. Doesn't have to be awesome. It just has to get out there, which is what I've started doing on TikTok. I'm like, as long as it's out there, that's fine. And I'm trying to work on things in the background. I'm also reaching out for help from this mentor that I just signed up to for thingamajig, for social media. There we go. And I'm reaching out for help and trying to do that. I am the same as my clients where it's like, I've paid for this service, but at the same time, I feel kind of annoying because I'm like, I need to know everything and how and why it works. And I just also right now need to be told what to do. That overwhelm, what I'm doing at the moment to try and manage this is keep it simple and give myself clarity. It doesn't have to be awesome. It doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be any of these things because I know it's going to get better over time and I'm going to find ways to keep it simple. Going through this course, it is more than likely going to lead to, oh, this is how I plan. This is how I do this. And by the end of like 16 weeks of doing this, it's probably going to be pretty damn good. It's going to be a lot better than it is right now. In this limbo phase of like, what the fuck do I do? I'm also leaning into clarity. What can I do or is coming up for all of this? Because I can't dwell on the fact that we haven't had a lead in like nearly 60 fucking days because I haven't been producing content. I haven't, like, I've been away for 3 weeks, and every single time in my business, whether I've had employees or not, I take time off and we get no leads. I say, hey, make this content, do this, and let's, you know, go for some leads and do this. While I'm on holidays, let's do this. As soon as my face disappears from social media, no leads, no engagement, no nothing. That's why I've also gone from the fitness genie to just me, Travis Murrells, because you know, this is the type of shit that I want to be talking about. It's not like, hey, this is how you can overcome overwhelm because all my clients are going through this. No, I'm going through this right now. And I feel like that's a lot more relatable to be like, hey, I'm not perfect. I'm not all of these things. To be like, yeah, this is how I changed my life. I was talking to a client last night and it was like the mental health issues or like depression and anxiety, it doesn't go away. You just get better at managing it. There's some mornings I wake up and I'm like, fuck, I really don't want to do this. Like, is this it? Is this where it is? And depression kicks in and I force myself to go to the gym. I force myself to go for a walk, to get away from screens, to do these things that I know that will help me, that have classically made me feel better. Even if in my head, I'm like, I should be doing work. I should be doing emails. I should be doing this and that. But I go, that's not what is most needed right now. What I need to do is this. And I'm getting better at managing that. I'm actually pretty fucking good at managing that now. And that's where a lot of clients will end up. A lot of these thoughts maybe don't go away, or they do for like 3, 4, 5, 6 months, but then something triggers you and you go, oh, fuck, I completely forgot about that. And then we have to manage that trigger, manage the symptom of the trigger, and then we get a little bit better at it, and then it goes away for a longer period of time. And we just get better at it. It doesn't mean that it goes away forever. It means that it goes away for X amount of time. Same thing that I always say, everything in life is temporary. And this is one of those times. So I can sit here and get completely frustrated that we haven't had leads and we haven't had leads coming in because I haven't been marketing, I haven't been making content, I haven't been doing these things. And yes, I can blame the state of the world to go, well, the economy's fucked and, you know, there's fucking Hitler about to get elected into, well, has been put into office in America. And there's a lot of scary things that are fucking happening. And I honestly believe that, wow, loud spike in the world. I honestly believe that a lot of people in America are going to die purely because of just they're focusing on profits way too much. The MAHA movement of like make America healthy again, they're not leaning into science. They're not leaning into any of that shit. And I reckon a lot of people are going to die purely because they're not going to have access to the help that they need. And it's going to be a whole thing. I honestly believe that fucking Trump is going to wipe a lot of people off the face of the earth because he can maximize profits and he can separate the classes even further. That's as far as I'm going to go in terms of political stuff. I mean, fucking hell. Yep, I'm going to stop there. That's as far as I'm going to go with political stuff. You know where I stand. Anywho, in terms of this overwhelm, let's get back on track, Trav. Oh my God, in terms of overwhelm, I want to keep it simple and I want to give myself clarity. This reset, or if you're starting a new program, if you're starting a new job, if you're starting a new anything, the biggest thing that we're going to look for is let's keep it simple and let's give ourselves some clarity. And if you don't have that clarity, we need to reach out and figure out where the fuck can we get this clarity from? If it is not going to be from yourself because you don't know enough about this particular subject, i.e. me with the social media, I have to reach out to someone who has better skills. If you don't really know what's going on with your breakfast or lunch or dinner or nutrition, or why am I still gaining weight, but I'm doing all these right things, you can try and figure it out yourself. Google is an awesome thing, but at the same time, there's a lot of misinformation out there. There's a lot of conflicting information. It's a lot easier to reach out to someone else and just have someone say, do this, and this is what's going on. And I love giving the power back to people in the sense of, this is how you lose weight. Like, this is why I'm doing all these things. But it does have to start with, here's what to do. Go do that. And while they're doing it, here's why I'm doing these things and here's how it works. So it's literally ticking every single fucking box to go, you're also taking tangible steps, but here is the intangible stuff for why it is working and how you're feeling is correlating to this and this, and we go through everything. The thing that sort of frustrates me is a lot of people try to get it one step at a time. Like, yes, they get it one step at a time. It's what I fucking do. But it's like, here is what you need to know. It's like reading any recipe on any website ever. It's like, okay, I just want to make pancakes. Where are the pancakes? Where's the pancake recipe? My grandma used to make pancakes back and they were so fluffy and it reminds me of this. Like, right now she sounds like a lovely lady, but I do not give a fuck about your grandma. Can you please get to the point? It's like, jump to recipe. Like, oh, thank God. Jump to recipe. In 1974, oh, for fuck's sake, how much flour do I need, love? Tell me. And I feel like that's where a lot of people get to, in the sense of, here's all of the context behind what you're about to do, instead of, do this thing and here's the context for why it is working or why it is possibly not working. Instead of having to go through a fucking 24-hour lecture to be like, okay, and this is why this is most likely going to work. You do it, doesn't work. Oh, I just wasted 24 hours. Now I'm going to have to explain a new thing or figure out why this is happening. I love taking action first. Regardless of if I'm overwhelmed or how I'm feeling, I'm going to take action on something. If that means I'm going to take action on resting, then I will do that. Whatever it is going to be for me to take that next step, I don't really care what it is. It does not bother me. If I have to get good at being a social media manager and figure out marketing, yeah, I'm going to do that. It's frustrating the fuck out of me because I wish it was simple, but wishing does next to fucking nothing. It's as good as thoughts and prayers. It's going to do nothing. It's going to make the person who's giving the thoughts and prayers, or like, oh, I wish this would happen. It's like, oh, maybe there's a bit of hope that like that could happen. It's awesome if you have that hope or that wish or the whatever the fuck it could be, to then get obsessed with it and go, I wish this was a thing. Okay, well, I'm going to do what I can to make that happen. That's just setting a fucking goal. I want this to happen. Okay, well, I'm going to go do those things to make that happen. But just going, I wish this was going to happen, and then not doing anything about it. Yeah, that's as good as going like, dear magic cloud man, can you please make my grandpa come back from lung cancer? He died earlier last year. That would be, it's not going to fucking happen. It doesn't work like that. Wishing doesn't do anything. The real thing that I want to get into is keeping it simple, giving the clarity, and this is just honestly a bit of a vent session for me. And I know that's where a lot of people are. And they don't want to take action because of a mental and emotional barrier. And obviously that's where I specialize in, of this mental barrier is coming in because of XYZ, or this is happening because of whatever. We still need to take action on something. And as much as I do help people remove that mental block, or this is where it's coming from, and really get internal or like into themselves to go, okay, this is why we don't want to do these things. We're still doing something in the background. And it's, what is it? It's not contradictory, but it is a little bit contradictory, I'll say. We need to do something. And if we always listen to our body, like I was talking to a client yesterday, look at that, another client, had a lot of calls yesterday. I was talking to a client yesterday and it was, I feel like this. And everything was in the negative sense of like, I don't believe that. It's not this, it's not this. It's like, okay, are you still doing the things? Yes, I am. Okay, cool. You're doing the things that are most likely, logically, leading us towards a better result of feeling more positive. And now we are working on the mental and emotional side of things. We can't really work on the mental and emotional side of things if we're not taking action on something. We can, but if we're talking about having physical results off the back end of this, or having, I should say, tangible results in terms of like money coming in or leads coming in or losing weight or fitting into different dress or pant sizes, whatever it's going to be. Those tangible goals, it's like, cool, we can do the things to tangibly move towards that goal that we are seeking. And then we can do the, or at the same time, we can do the mental and emotional block. This is where it's from. But I do get a lot of people from what I was saying from that client yesterday. Jesus, I feel like I'm also rather croaky and losing my voice. From that client yesterday is a lot of quote unquote intuitive eating coaches or mindful, like mindset wellness guru type of people, where they go, listen to your body. That's good advice if you know what the fuck your body is saying to you and what language it is speaking. But listen to your body. If you are brand new to listening to your body, what does that mean? There's no tangible steps behind it. It's like, oh, I didn't really feel like going for a walk yesterday. It's like, okay, cool. That's good. You respected your body. You did this stuff. If you go for 3 months and it's like, I haven't done anything because I didn't feel like it. It's like, okay, well, they're just taking your money for just for the sake of you having an excuse to go, I'm paying this person that says me doing nothing is okay. And yes, my life is getting worse, but boy, howdy, do I feel better about it. That to me, that's not coaching. That's just, would you like to donate money to me? Because I'm very good at going, yes, quite indeed. Yes. Well, that's good that you did that. If it leads to taking action on something, then amazing. Something is more than likely going to change because you're taking action on something. But gritting your teeth and bearing through something more than likely won't mean that it's going to change if you're not doing the internal work that goes along with it. And if you're doing the internal work but not taking action on something else, then that's the exact same thing, just vice versa. So if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're feeling like there's too much on, or you're feeling frustrated, or you're wherever you are in life at the moment, or you need some clarity, let's figure it out. Let's slow down for a second. Let's make it as simple as possible. And where do we start? What's the first thing that we can do? Get that clarity over, we know roughly where we're heading, but if you feel like me and you're in a bit of limbo state at the moment, of like, it feels like no matter what I'm doing, it's not good enough. It's not going to make a difference. It's not going to do these things. If you're there at the moment, that sucks. And I'm sorry that you're there because it feels like shit to be here. Doing this is going to be, fuck, I felt something like a bubble up and I was like, don't fucking cry in a podcast. Ooh, and then all my thoughts went everywhere. So I've completely lost my train of thought because that took every ounce of my fucking being to go, don't cry. The taking action on something is what is needed to get out of this position that we're in. If we always sit here, nothing is really going to change. It does get into listen to your body later on, because if it feels like you're forcing yourself and pushing yourself through the eye of a needle to go, I'm going to do the same things that I have been doing and I'm so fucking tired and burnt out, and you're forcing yourself to continuously do those things, but nothing's changing, well, then the fact that nothing is changing and the fact that you are tired of doing the exact same things, you probably need a break. You need to step back from that. So how do you do slightly less than that? Because, for example, if I was working without taking breaks, I'm like, no, I need to work because I need to get these things going. I need to get these campaigns off and do whatever it's going to fucking be. I'm just throwing out random terms. I need to get all these things off, but I could give myself a 30-minute break to just stop. Set it on the very first call of the 6-week reset was, you need to stop to fuel up the car. You just need to. If it's like, yeah, I need to get all these things done, but I'm not going to stop to eat or sleep or drink or give my brain just any sort of rest, it's like, okay, well, you're going to end up pushing the fucking car, and that's probably why it's feeling like it's a lot, because you are not stopping. Oh, but I'm not good at stopping. I just can't do it. I like it when things are done. That's too fucking bad. Things are never going to get done because work will never end. That's the fun thing. Even if I'm not obviously wishing this for myself, but even if the fitness genie completely blew up, I'd probably go back to doing PT full time and doing a whole bunch of other stuff. But anyway, I'd see that coming. But if this blew up and I didn't have the fitness genie, I would still find more work and work would continue. And I would never get ahead of that work. I can't really get ahead of this work that I'm doing because a lot of it is reactive for the clients that I have. And I fucking love that. I love having conversations with people and doing what I'm doing and quite literally seeing them go from the start of the call, not feeling amazing, to the end of the call, feeling a hell of a lot better, having the clarity, knowing what they're doing, and just like, okay, I got this. Yes, you do. You absolutely fucking do. I love everything about that. if you're feeling like you're forcing yourself to do those things, like you're not stopping for petrol, you're not stopping to fill up the car with gas or petrol, whatever you're feeling, or diesel, I don't know what you drive, then we're going to need to. I'm very sorry that you don't like stopping, but that is too fucking bad. We are going to have to. Because if you don't, and you don't voluntarily stop at a petrol station, you will end up pushing the car. And then you'll see me with my full tank of petrol driving straight past you and go, yeah, well, you probably should have filled up. That's about it. Take the actions on the things that you know that you need to do if you have the capacity to do them. If you feel like you do not have the capacity and that you are burning out, then you need to force yourself to stop, have a rest, and going away for a bit can make you come back more energized and more ready to take on these new tasks and these new things, whatever that could possibly be. Sometimes taking a step away from something is usually what ends up bringing me a fuckload of clarity, because I'm not thinking about this task and I'm so bogged down in it. I'll just have a fleeting thought to be like, what about this? Oh, fuck, okay, that's actually a really good idea. Okay, I'm going to do that. And then things just start changing and things just start happening. So if you're overwhelmed or feeling frustrated, either take a step back if you feel that you need it, or give yourself a bit of clarity, give yourself some fucking grace for starters. Give yourself some clarity and just keep it simple and just go back to what you know. Maybe dial it back a little bit so it doesn't feel like you're burning. So I don't even know if this is helpful. I'm definitely going to post it because why the fuck not? I don't have any other content and that's the thing that I'm getting mad at. So hey, let's just fucking post it and see what happens. But anyway, really short one for this week, but I'll probably get another one in or a bonus one in at some point. But anywho, I'm not going to force myself to do it. Hope you have an amazing day and time and everything. And if you like this, give a like, do all the stuff. You know the drill. Do all the fun stuff. And yeah, have an amazing week.